a chair. And now it's going to be first and 10 from the 35-yard line for Cass City.
And to break that argument from earlier that the yellow flag was lying on the ground.
It lies.
It lies.
It lies. Not lays. It lies.
That's correct.
Okay. Lays would be, I guess, you'd be in Hawaii.
Or the potato chips you're eating.
Which we had beforehand at the pulled pork sandwich fundraiser outside the parking lot. This is a handoff to Persinowski on first and 10.
Ooh.
Cassidy showing still glimmers of hope here. Gets out about 9 yards out to the 44-yard line until Lakers hammers him down. Number one, Seth Bowles was on the tackle, and he's a little shaken up.
Quinn Smith come in from the backside and cleaned up the play. And because of that, number one, Seth Bowles was on the bottom of the pile, and he's going to come out and take a breather here.
Second in the yard for Cassidy at the 44. This one's a handoff to Field. He's still rolling. He's at the 40, to the 35, to the 30, down to the 25. Cuts back in the 20, breaks a tackle of the 20, the 16, and forced out of bounds at the 14. A heck of a run for Cass City, number 27, Drew Field. And we have a flag at the end of the play, down at the 9-yard line. And Diaz gets up, little shaken up, at the 36. So we got a few things going on here. Drew Field started that play at the 44 in their own territory, and he's brought down at the 14.
Number 11, Matt Schooley with the tackle for Lakers.
So 42 yards on that.
42 yards on that carry.
Drew Field is on the sidelines with his helmet off, down on one knee. He seems to be either out of breath or his wind knocked out of him. Cass City's coach is coming out to look at him. Meanwhile, there's a flag at the 9-yard line, and they're moving the chains forward. We'll try and sort this one out for you as best we can. Personal foul against Lakers.
It looked like they made a hit after he went out of bounds, Clark. I think that's the call you're seeing.
So it's going to be first and goal for Cass City way down at the 7-yard line.
This just in, Clark. Harbor Beach leads 35-0 on an Eli Kraft touchdown. Also, Ubley 20, Brown City 14. 4:46 left in that game.
Reese on top of Bay City All Saints, 51-7 after three quarters. First and goal for Cass City on the right hash, trying to get in the end zone for the first time tonight, coming in the T formation, 6:31 left in the fourth. Hartle hands this one off right to the middle of his third option into the tee, and he stopped right at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier there, number 26, Braden Persinowski, the senior running back.
And Quinn Smith leading the charge for that Laker defensive line.
Persinowski with plenty of attempts tonight, averaging 2.5 per carry on 13 carries for 33 yards. Second and goal now for Cass City in the same spot on the right hash of the 7-yard line. T formation is a handoff to number 88, Curtis Dickinson, around the left side. He's down to about the 2-yard line. Actually, they mark him down at the 4, where his knees hit. Regardless, we'll say it's a 3-yard gain. Third and goal now for Cass City, trying to get in the end zone for the first time. They trail Lakers 24-0, 5 and some change in the fourth.
Terrence Dubes in on the tackle for Lakers.
Right in between the hash marks on the 4-yard line is Cass City. Hartle under center, 3 men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to Dickinson. He has room to run, and he's across the end zone. Touchdown, Cass City! Cass City into the end zone for the first time tonight on a Curtis Dickinson 4-yard run. Brings Cass City on the board for the first time, 24-6. Cass City scores for the first time.
And a nice run there. I don't know. Dickinson must be replacing Cuthrell at the tailback position. And a couple carries there. Not huge gains, but seems to have hit the holes just fine. His vision looks good. And had a little power behind that, dragging a defender into the end zone.
5:18 on the fourth quarter clock. Going for the two-point conversion is Cass City's actually the power eye to the right. And they're rolling to left, looking to pass. He has number 85 wide open, but overthrew him. Pass was intended for Watson Moore. Ball's incomplete, and the score stays Lakers 24, Cass City 6. 5:18 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow, and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 21st annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports as the kick from Cass City goes out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Dave, you can't do that again. And so Lakers will start at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, definitely an errant kick there by Cass City. And it wasn't even close. Is it almost in golf, you hate to hear the term, but it was almost a shank, Clark.
Okay, we'll call that. That happens when I pull out my 9-iron. And it wraps around a tree. It's weird. 5:18 left in the fourth, 24-6. Lakers with the ball again. Cass City struck on their last drive, capped off by a Curtis Dickinson touchdown.
I do know a guy that could probably get you another 9-iron, Clark.
Yeah, he works at Verona Hills. And it's a first and 10. It's a handoff out to the 40-yard line. Number 3, Evan Shemka, the new running back. Just teasing Dave, of course. I'm a member both at Verona and Ubley, and I've been out, I think, 3 times this season. 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Back to things. I hate when announcers get off track.
Tackle made there by number 10, Jack Stern, the junior from Cass City.
It's a 4-yard gain. Brings up 2nd and 6 from the 39-yard line. Lakers trying to go 2-0 for the first time since 2002, the year they made to the state semifinals, and they went 12-1. I formation in the backfield, and it's a handoff right up the middle, and Cass City is there to meet him. A lot of white jerseys all over, and we have a flag flying. Evan Shemka, your ball carrier again. No gain on the play.
Josh Daniels, the junior for Cass City, first one to make the tackle.
And we emphasize first because there's about 7 on it. And we have a personal foul against Lakers after the play. So we go from the 38-yard line. The flag lies at the 37-yard line. Indeed, it's a personal foul against Lakers, so now they're just keep on walking. That's what they'll do. They'll keep walking. Down to the 23-yard line. First down markers at the 45. Second in a country mile yet again. The line of scrimmage is at McMillan Road. And the first down markers at Caseville Road. 4:20 left in the fourth. It's a handoff to the left side. He has room to run. He's out to the 35-yard line. Falling down, finally, is number 4, Dustin Cady, the 5'10", 205 running back. Past the original, actually right at the original line of scrimmage. So we'll say it's a 15-yard gain.
Jacob Perry eventually brought him down.
You know, Dave, at some point here, I'm just going to start calling the wrong things and see if the field announcer here fouls me.
You notice they've been kind of listening to you, huh?
Bob Smith over there, doing a great job as usual. 3:45 left in the fourth, 24-6 Lakers lead. In Lakers, receiver wide to the right, post under center, 2 men behind him. It's a handoff to his 2nd man, gets through the line of scrimmage, out to the 40-yard line. Shemka down to the 41, but we have a flag flying, and that falls at the 36-yard line. So this is going to be another hold against Lakers, Dave.
It's got to be, Clark. It was thrown right into a
clipping.
Clipping. We're gonna, same thing. Still on the offense.